Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back, Alien Theorist Theorizing. We're going 9/11 Part 2.
Oh, yeah. I got thrown off because I didn't hear the intro, but I wasn't ready.
Oh, you didn't hear the intro?
No, I didn't, but that's fine. I didn't start. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the intro went, and this is Alien Theorist Theorizing.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And, oh, I can't believe we're doing one 2 weeks. It's only been 2 weeks. Like, normally we're sometimes like a month.
Well, it's supposed to be a monthly podcast now.
Yeah. It was supposed to be last week.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, you know what? To be honest, if you thought it was gonna be last week and you pressured us, be fucking thankful that it's this week. So, like, be thankful this is happening at all at this point.
Yeah, it's happening though. Every other week for sure. We got.
Yeah,
we
at got, least every
got no
other
excuse,
week.
And you know,
yeah,
we're trying every real other, hard now. We're trying harder.
Every other week is pretty manageable, I think now. So I think we can do it.
We're in.
So what do we want to? Anyone got any news they want to share before we get into anything or doing anything else?
Just want to do a quick recap of last week.
Can we recap even?
No, okay, no, not okay, not a recap.
You know, how about this? How about fuck recapping? If you want to recap, go listen to last week's episode, then turn this back.
Boom.
And then give us a 5-star review after that one.
The only thing I have from last week is there was a new study, 9/11 study done in Europe, like a peer-reviewed, published in a physicist magazine about that the tower collapse was primarily caused to controlled demolition. So I think that's the first peer-reviewed actual study to actually make it into the mainstream. So,
yeah,
there you go. It's happening.
That's pretty sweet.
Anyways,
confirm.
Yeah. So we're gonna start reading 5-star reviews. We said we were gonna do this, so I'm gonna start with some of the more recent ones. Reptilian Overlord.
Yes.
Legit, the only podcast I listen to. Keep it up, boys. Thanks, Reptilian Overlord. We will continue to try.
That's probably a real reptilian overlord as well, I bet.
Yeah,
very
might
possibly.
Be. We
Hi
never say
welcome our new reptilian overlords.
Yeah, as do I. And we never say anything bad about reptilian overlords. I think that's a big positive with us.
So take that into account when the warm-blooded purge comes through. Thanks.
Thank you.
So this next one comes from Lindo Grog. Never a dull moment. 5 stars. These guys are really great. There are plenty of laughs and plenty of fun facts and opinions. Definitely a must for every road trip. Huh. Well, you know, I guess
sounds like an Amazon review. That sounds nice.
That's great. That's great.
You know, to be honest,
you,
to each his own.
Are you making that up?
No, I'm
gives
reading
me the warm fuzzies.
So, Lindo Grog, hey, thanks for that, man. Woo. That's a nice one. I would definitely not. You know what? There's not a chance Mr. Conspiracy would even give us that good of a review. So, and he's on the podcast. So, next one here, 5-star Walt Disney, MJ15 Tyler, or no, sorry, MJ15 Tyre. Great podcast, guys. Keep up the good work. Would like to see episodes more frequently, but I'm greedy. Fuck yeah, you're greedy, bud.
Greedy bastard.
You're lucky you get them once a month, so suck it. okay. Thanks for the 5-star review, MJ15 Tyre. Now, our most recent, since we've been like, hey, can you guys start giving us 5-star reviews? The only review we've received, 1-star review. from 18647 Gary WWW. Someone on your podcast used the word mongoloid to describe someone with a learning disability. I will never listen again and encourage others not to listen. You know what, Gary? First off, I did not use the term mongoloid. First off, we had to figure out who used the term mongoloid.
Well, you did say mongoloid.
Yeah, it was me. But yeah. I never once used it to refer to someone with learning disabilities, and I don't use it to refer to someone with disabilities. I use it to refer to those fucking drugged out idiots that you ride the bus with.
I honestly, I had to look up mongoloid because I didn't know what it meant, but it's a bad term, but you know what?
Yeah, it's a bad term, but that's not the term I use. It's like, you know what though, to be 100% honest, I didn't even know it was a real bad word until you said that, and I was like, to describe someone with learning disability, I was like, no, I didn't. I described the fucking mongoloid that I was riding the bus with.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that it's inappropriate to use that word to refer to mentally disabled people. I know I wouldn't use it like that, but if you're using it in a derogative term to somebody who does something really stupid, you know, it's like when you call somebody retarded. And I mean,
I understand in that context where it's like, okay, if I'm going to use that word to describe someone with a learning disability who has like Down syndrome, I'm like, yeah, that's a terrible thing.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no, dude, yeah.
But it's like, I've never used the term mongoloid from now on is people on the bus or Gary. So,
you know,
Gary's are now strictly mongoloids.
No, we're not prejudiced. We hate everyone equally, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Fuck you, Gary. You're one star review. Suck it, bud.
Everyone except for Gary. Anyways.
You know, Gary, go soak a cork, bud.
We gotta go. We gotta go space news. Space news it is. Here we go.
No, not space news yet. I got a couple other things.
Okay.
I want to do some Twitter stuff. Should we do that first? Should we do Twitter stuff after?
Yeah, do it after. We switched up last time. It wasn't as good. We'll go at the end.
Space news!
There we go.
So, this is a kind of interesting one. Well, it's not really interesting now, but 75 years ago next week. So I don't know what's week's this. When are we releasing this one? Probably like 17th, 18th?
I don't know dates, man. It comes out on Sunday.
That'd be the 18th, yeah.
Yeah, so next week, 75 years ago next week, a massive geomagnetic storm disrupted electrical power, interrupted radio broadcasts, and illuminated the night sky in a World War II battle theater. The untold story of this remarkable event has just been published in a lively article by space weather researcher Jeff Love and Pierre David Coison. Anyways, I guess like 75 years ago next week, the auroras were out of this world, like we've never seen since. So
it actually knocked off power?
Yeah, and like disrupted radio, knocked out power. Like they were crazy. Other thing, many of you may have noticed or have heard, but there's Harvest Moon right now, or what some people like to call the Wolf Moon. So I don't know what that really means. It's a big moon, I guess.
It's a big moon.
I saw it last night. It was pretty, over here in Thailand at least, it was huge.
It was huge here, man. Big moon.
Big moon. I actually was going to take my telescope out and look at it tonight, but it's so cloudy, so that's that doesn't work.
No, we get these big moons, like it seems like, you know, every couple months you get, they're like, oh, check it out, it's a big moon. You're like, you look outside and you're like, that's a pretty big moon.
It's a little bit bigger than normal, but not really noticeable, but it's pretty sweet. Okay, I got some space news too. This is something we talked about, man, it must have been on like, what, Case File 2 or something, the Impossible Engine, the EM Drive.
Oh, yeah.
So this EM Drive has...
So, wait... EM Drive update?
EM Drive update. The nice. EM this Drive the EM Drive the engine, update. Which pretty much runs on free energy, is what its claim is, that it can just create thrust out of energy with no exhaust, so it doesn't like have a reaction, so it goes against the laws of physics. But it has passed peer review and is going to be published in a scientific journal, so they're going to be testing it probably. So if they scale that up, that is limitless thrust in space with no exhaust, so pretty much endless power. If
it's, you heard it here first.
If it's true, we'll see. Peer review doesn't mean it's real, or doesn't mean it's gonna work like we want to, but it does work in some way. They just haven't quite figured it out. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. Any other space news?
Nothing of importance on my end here, no. Dan?
Nope. I don't got anything.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. So, what are we doing?
9/11.
What are we doing here?
The topic is still 9/11 from last week. Last week we did how the towers collapsed, the Pentagon, yeah, Trade Center 7, blah, blah, blah. This week, let's go with follow the money. Like, who did it? Why? Like, people had advanced knowledge. Did they or did they not? See what happens.
Okay. Okay, so hold on. So I got a good one here. Hold on, let me pull it. Where did I have it?
Good starting.
Okay. Point. So here's this one I had this highlighted last week. No, 2 weeks ago. So right before the September 11th attacks, an extraordinary amount of put options were placed on United Airlines and American Airlines stocks. Both those airlines were hijacked and obviously crashed into towers and various others. So, that there wasn't that many amount of put options, that made people speculate that traders were tipped off that there were going to be attacks and then profited from the tragedy. The Securities and Exchange Commission launched an insider trading investigation in which Osama bin Laden was a suspect. After receiving information from a Wall Street firm, and that was pretty much just shot down. It was just pretty much buried. They were just like, don't worry about it. Like, you know what?
It's crazy because I got the numbers here. So before September 11th, the Chicago Board Options Exchange, here it is, 4,744 put options put on United Airlines, which the average was about 396 per day. So this is like in 2 days they had 4,700 when they normally have only 39 or 396. So it's like an increase of what's that, 1,000%?
Yeah.
And then on September 10th, 4,500 put options on American Airlines bought on the Chicago Exchange for the same thing, compared to only 748 calls normally per day.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's crazy amounts, and you can keep going. I think they did Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley, I'm going to get to this after, but right now they occupied 22 floors in the World Trade Center, and they had 2,157 put options compared to usually only 27 contracts per day. So that's an insane, like over 1,000% increase for the 3 days before September 11th. And also Merrill Lynch, the same thing. They're occupied 22 floors of World Trade Center. Same kind of thing. 1,200% increase the 3 days before. So like just right there, that's only, it's insane. It's mind boggling. Oh wait, okay, mind boggling. Here's the thing. I guess we said mind boggling quite a few times last one. So
did
we?
Yeah. someone started picking up on it.
And I was like, you know what? I think we did. So.
Someone called us out on saying mind-boggling a whole bunch of times?
I started picking it up. I mean, it's kind of like the catchphrase now.
Yeah. Did we say mind-boggling a mind-boggling amount of times?
We did.
Yes.
We did.
Yes, you did.
That's mind-boggling.
Anyways, so yeah.
Who called us out on Twitter?
Yeah, I saw it a couple times.
Yeah, I see it on Twitter. I was on Facebook a little bit, so.
Was hashtag mind-boggling popping up?
No, but that should be new fucking
start that one.
That's better. I'd like that a lot.
You know what? I'm about to hashtag look it up. I gotta see this for myself.
Mind boggle. Hashtag mind boggle.
Anyway, so yeah, insider trading, advanced knowledge. There's a lot of evidence, man. You just search put options on September 11th, and it just pops up, and there's like so much irregular activity before.
That's to me like. That's absolutely fucking bonkers because it's like, okay, well, why? Like, okay, explain why that is. Like, you can't. Like, why is it on that right before all that stuff skyrockets?
Yeah, I mean, that amount of money and that amount of options put on stocks is like, that's no coincidence. That's not just something that happens.
You know what? this is actually, now you guys have made me self-conscious about saying mind-boggling, and I like, and I really wanted to say mind-boggling there, but I was like, I need a word that could like explain to these people about like how my brain is feeling right now. It's kind of feel like brain jumbled.
Don't try and stop saying mind-boggling, but now it's like it's going to be a new drinking game if we're saying mind-boggling a lot.
Oh,
that means we're drinking quite a bit, so... that's one drink every time we say
it. Won't even make it through halfway through the podcast.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah, if you guys want to have a good Friday night, play the eight game. And every time we say mind boggling, you have to take a shot. Fucking hilarious.
Anyways, we'll try not to, we're not going to make an attempt to say it more, but we'll probably still say it 20 times an episode, so.
Well, I'm going to say brain juggling from now on.
You coined that. I don't think I've heard that before.
Okay, I've never heard that.
Anyways, 9/11 insider trading, tons of evidence. I got more on it, but you guys keep going.
Okay, hold on. My battery just fell. Oh, there we go. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Okay, I had my charger fell on my computer, and my computer was like, it's about to die. Okay. So, the other one is crazy. September 10th, Donald Rumsfeld announces $2 trillion Pentagon funds have gone missing.
We kind of talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You mentioned that.
So, you're like, $2 million, like...
$2 trillion.
$2 trillion in transactions have... gone missing. They don't know what's happened or anything. Like, to me, that's I'm not big with numbers, but a trillion sounds like quite a bit.
It sounds like more, that sounds like GDPs of entire countries, like a just lot of gone money. Missing.
Yeah, like, and the next day, so that's September 10th, the next day,
and then all of a sudden that plane hits where the analysts are investigating that the 2.3 trillion missing.
Yeah, and then it's just no big deal.
Yeah, it's like we'll never. That is such again. Such huge news. Like, I don't know if that happened in Canada and the government's like came forward like, you know what, $2 trillion just gone missing.
We're gonna be like, we had $2 trillion.
We had that much money. Where did it go?
Like in Canadian dollars or American dollars?
Like that's a real number.
Yeah. So like just right there, that's a huge flag. Like that's not just like basic accounting error. Like that would be like, okay, let's say you have lost $10 million. Like, oh, that's a lot of money. But like, okay, you can make that up out of you have hundreds of trillions of dollars.
It's still like it's a fathomable amount of money, and like you can still put that into, you can picture it in your head, $10 billion, like, oh, okay, but like $1 trillion, it's like, it's almost like an imaginary number. You're like, that's so much.
So okay, and the other thing is, it's like me owning a business and being like talking to the board of trustees and be like, okay guys, bad news, I've lost all our money, I can't track it. And they're like, okay, well, good thing we have all the records in that safe vault. And I'm like, yes, that is a very good thing. And then the next morning, that vault blowing up just all the evidence and being like, oh, well, I guess I'm off the hook, right?
That's convenient,
right? Not my fault, terrorists. But it came out of the defense, right? It's like the money missing is the defense budget, right?
Yeah.
So Some people think that maybe the attack, everything was orchestrated. Like, there is a lot on the Bushes and going for oil, and like a lot of that kind of makes sense when you look at all that information. But some people believe that it had nothing to do with that, and it was more about attacking the Pentagon to destroy all the evidence of this defense budget money missing. And like, because people, accountants and like bookkeepers and analysis and stuff, were all killed in that attack. So some people think that, like, forget all this other stuff. This attack was to cover up that. Like, it was to cover up this missing money. And it's like, because you can't find anything. I've tried to like go on and be like, oh, okay, was this ever dealt with later on? And they're just like, nope, never again. Like, forget about it. We're not talking about it. We're leaving it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's a lot of money. So, like, I've heard the conspiracy, like, that money is for the black ops, right?
Yeah.
The secret government, all their shit, the stuff they do infiltrating other governments. And, like, I think that money was spent unknowing to any type of, what was it, Congress in the States?
Yeah.
Completely above Congress for stuff that we've, man, who knows, could even be for some type of secret space program.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You know what, though? You know how, I bet the percentage of Americans that were like, listen, we secretly spent $2 trillion on this secret space program. Everyone would be like, oh, okay, who cares? Keep going. Like, spend more. Like, that's awesome. How far into space did you get?
I think most Americans would be pretty pissed. I mean,
I think well, that's yeah, just I a think lot would,
of Dan, too. Dan, you're speaking for a small amount of Americans, okay? Like, don't.
I am not your average American.
Yeah.
Dan, I got a question for you. So, if you're working in the States and you get your like income tax, right?
Right.
Like the amount of, you get your return or whatever it is, and does it tell you how much of your money, like what percentage has gone to what?
Yeah.
Does it tell you, like, because I feel like if you looked at it, like it should say like 50% to government or to military spending and like 5% to like.
Oh, no. Else. I mean, no, it doesn't go into that stuff. But you see where, like, you know, it just says taxes, what's taken out and whatever, but it doesn't tell you like this goes to military spending and this percentage will go to whatever. Because I mean, if you broke it down that way, it's probably like not that much. Like, from if you're taking so many taxes from all the Americans, it's only like a little bit of money that goes to, you'd be like, a half a cent goes to whatever, 1 cent goes to military spending. But when you have like 3 billion or whatever, 3 million people, 363 million, I think is our population.
Something like that. But I'm just saying, like, if they're losing 2.3 trillion, so how much are they actually spending on the military programs? I bet you it's more like you're in the high percentages, I bet, of.
That's still a ton of money, like $2 trillion. I mean, I'm trying to figure out. I know it was about $2 trillion, but I'm trying to figure out if that was over a certain period of time or, like, you know, where did it go? Was it like sort of oversight? Was it like, you know, we just, oh, you know, I've seen it when I was in the military. I've seen spending go nuts where you pay like, you know, you pay like $6 for a light bulb and you're like, this is not a $6 light bulb.
Right.
You know,
I guess if the American people got in their tax return, like so much was going to defense spending, like this is how much we're spending this year on it, they may say
you could find those figures, like how much is going to be, how much goes to this, but it doesn't say like in your taxes. It doesn't. Be like, okay, this is gonna, it doesn't say that.
Hmm. Yeah, it's brain, that's a lot brain, of money. It's brain scrambling.
Trying to find new words for it now.
Okay, so you got evidence of insider knowledge. You have the Pentagon, 2.3 trillion.
Yeah.
What other strange number anomalies have popped up on or before or just after 9/11?
I mean, Braden touched on the Bushes and their seeming involvement with the whole thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of strings you could pull on that. That, I mean, it goes way, way back. About how the Bushes could be linked to most of what happened or the circumstances leading up to 9/11. I mean, it goes all the way back to George H., like the most recent President Bush. I mean, it goes back to his days where he was still running oil companies into the ground. And every time that he would, he'd run a few oil companies and they would just like fail. But some, they were saying, they look back at it, and like a lot of times, like before that he was failing, there would be like these mystery investors that would come in and they would just
save the day,
pick him up out. Yeah, they'd come and save the day and pull him up out of it, and nobody really knew where the money was coming from. And a lot of people were saying that it was the Saudis. Now, Braden said that $2 trillion went missing. Well, the estimated amount that the Saudis have invested in America, like in the United States economy itself, I think it's somewhere around $3 trillion. Something like, it's like 3% of our economy. It's either $3 trillion or like 3% of our economy. And like, so they have a lot of vested in America and American businesses and things like that, especially in oil and places like that. Oil, our defense, some of our defense contractors, things like that. I mean George Bush Sr., he works very closely with the Saudis, and he always has. Like, from his days in presidency to even at post-presidency, he is an advisor for the Carlyle Group, and he works with the Saudis.
There's so much. There's, like, it's so deep. Like, this whole, the 9/11 inside job kind of style, it's so deep. It's, like, so far-reaching.
It's so hard for me to be, like, it's so weird that there isn't more, like, man, we're so far removed from this incident now. And it's just like, none of these questions have been answered. Like, they're like, okay, well, back then, like, why was this money missing? Like,
yeah, you know? I mean, there's no transparency about it. It's really no. I mean, they talk about how the Bush administration blocked all probes into the 9/11 disaster. That was like something like over a year, like over 411 days. They blocked all internal, external probes, like, you know, and nobody could look into it. And you're like, what? Why? He never testified in front of a. Like a commission or like an investigative commission. He flat out pretty much said he wouldn't testify.
They spent $60 million on investigating Bill Clinton and Hillary or an, what's her name's affair?
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, $60 million. And they only spent $15 million on the 9/11 commission.
That's
I didn't know
that's
that.
Fuck
that's
all.
Freaking
that's
nuts.
Fuck all.
That's,
yeah.
That's insane. Like, they spent like more than triple on like looking up a blowjob than they did to like
honestly,
American life.
They should have spent $100 million. They should have spent $100 million building a like scale model of the Trade Center and flying a scale model plane into it and seeing if that had enough to collapse the whole thing. That's what they should have done. Like for $100 million, you could have built like a whole concrete building in the middle of nowhere, bought a plane, and flew it into it on like a scale model, like all scaled, so the math would be scaled, and just see if you could get anything close to that type of collapse.
Well, that'd be a waste of money because every regular thinking person knows that the building's not going to come down. The aluminum plane is not going to destroy the concrete.
Well, that's what I mean, but not every person thinks that. Like, we actually had a couple people who like questioned us, or like, what about like watch this video? Like, it shows an inward bow and the building goes down. I was like, well, watch like all of these ones.
You know
so
what
there,
I have
there's
to
like,
say to that?
It's probably like 50-50, like, unfortunately, as the numbers are, like, there's probably like 50% of people who are still like, believe the official story to some account.
Man, history. That's all, like, if anyone's, like, anyone who says that, history, man. Look up history. Look up the only three concrete buildings in the world, concrete and steel buildings in the world to come down by fire in the world, ever recorded. In the world,
I know the World
Trade Centers 1 and 2 and Trade Center Tower 7, all in the same day.
Well, yeah, Trade Center 7 is the ultimate smoking gun. It's unbelievable.
And 7 wasn't even hit by a plane.
I know, but there's like, it sucks that there's so many people who just won't, like, it's such a crazy thing to believe. Like, to actually grab a hold of, that people just, like, don't want to believe it. There's like, nope, there's like, no way. Our government would never do that.
It's never.
Yeah, I mean, it's never. You can talk about never. Our government like, wouldn't do it, but it's yeah. Everybody usually in the United States government is out for money. Like, that's why you get into politics, is for money and power.
Oh,
and,
it's crazy.
You know, like, the Bushes themselves, I mean, as Bush's, George Bush Sr. is an advisor for the Carlyle Group, and he is an advisor on behalf of the Saudis, which they invest so much money into, like, United Defense and oil companies and things like even the Bush family and their associates. The Saudis had like $1.4 billion over 30 years they put into them, and like. How can you be like, oh, like, we didn't know anything about it? Even the Bin Laden family are investors. Like they were listed as investors, in, especially United Defense, like before we started the Iraq War and things like that. They pulled out a little bit later because they didn't want to be seen. You know, it would have looked really bad, but they were already in there. They knew about this thing. And if Saudis have so much money invested in American oil, I mean, that's what war does. Like you need oil to start a war, to continue a war. I mean, once we start a war, you need oil for tanks, you need petroleum, you need it for everything, for all those materials. And you start a war, and if you're invested in oil, you're going to make money, like lots of money.
There's so much money in war. Like it's insane. Okay. Everyone's got the next book you read. Everyone's got to go and either get the ebook or the audiobook of The Creature from Jekyll Island. Have you ever read this book?
Never.
So I'm like three quarters of the way through, and it's like a true tale of like the history of the banking cartel, like central banking, like from all the way back from the goldsmiths and like from the early Rothschilds, how they took over the world through banking and counterfeit like central banks and the IMF and the Trilateral Commission, all this shit. And I'm reading this book right now, and as we're talking about, I'm like, man, this is exactly what this guy is talking about. He's investigating like just the money systems of the past like 500 years. I know every time every time the finance gets out of control and starts being controlled by private individuals, war and shit just skyrockets. Because these people fund both sides of the war every time.
Yeah. And then, because you double dip.
They double dip. And that's the Rothschild formula. That's what they say in the book is they have no content for human life. All they want to do is all about profit.
Yeah.
And if they make the money and they lend the money out to all these governments and blah, 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 it's like, it's so complex, but it's so simple at the same time that these people are just, they create money out of nothing to get more money out of debt, pretty much, from the entire world through war and the perpetual war. So like this 9/11 thing, in my opinion, was orchestrated by some type of new world order, if you want to call them that, to perpetuate a 50-year war on terror or some unseen enemy just to keep the war machine flowing.
Yeah, I mean, even when the United States went into Iraq, and I mean, they were like the Bush administration claimed that they had weapons of mass destruction, they were harboring Al-Qaeda, and there was no evidence.
Zero.
Absolutely none. There was zero. Nobody found anything. They sent in the UN probes, they sent in everybody, and they said, no, there's nothing here. Why are we even over here? And then Bush is like, nope, let's fucking frag them. Glass the whole fucking country.
Install a central bank controlled by the IMF, same as everybody else, and it just keeps on rolling, like country to country. It was in Afghanistan, they went there, destroyed the economies, blah blah blah. Now it's Iraq, and then it was Libya, and then it was Syria, and then like who's next? Like it just keeps going over there. It's insane.
It's so nuts, like how it even started. Like even Bin Laden is like, he was a, I don't want to say puppet, but they were like the proxy war for the United States when they were fighting the communists. We were selling them Stinger missiles, and when the Russians were in Afghanistan, and they were, I mean, if anybody's ever seen Rambo 3, at the end of Rambo 3, they make this big little scrolling text, and it's like, we'd like to thank all the brave freedom fighters in Afghanistan who are fighting the brutal oppression of the communists. And I'm like, that's Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
You know what? I want to quickly sidetrack here. I want to answer a couple of Twitter questions that we had. Like some people commented and stuff, and I had them mark. I'm like looking at my form, what I had from last time and before then, and they're like, talk Paul Skies. One of his questions, he said, how many people were involved in this conspiracy? 3, 100, 10,000? He's like, the complex, the more difficult, right? So basically, he's saying, he's like, how do you pull something this off with like, you'd have to let so many people know. But I'm like, you don't really though, because people involved only have to know a small portion of what happened, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't need to know the master plan. Like whoever installed the bombs, right, could have been like, you know, it could have just been like, yeah, this company, we need you shut down to do maintenance. And then it's like, okay, one guy, like, yeah, you're going to go in and plant these charges when they're doing this construction. Like, yeah,
you send in a team, like, it's not that many. I mean, if it's a some sort of black government or something like that, yeah, you know, dark and government, you don't need that many people.
No, you're talking about highly trained individuals. And then they hire outside parties that don't know anything, right? They're just, they have people working towards, like, what they want accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, they could have really said they were doing some sort of inspection, and they just hired this company, that security company that the Bushes, that George Bush's brother's in charge of, because he was one that was running that at the time, at Securicom, or that private security thing, and they were conducting some sort of inspection. You just hire them, and, you know, but then you send in your own Black Ops tech, like, team, just go in and take care of that. And maybe, heck, maybe Bush was the fall guy. Because, I mean, you look at him, he's a dumb motherfucker, man.
Yeah, like, and it's like,
that dude's a clown.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I want NORAD to run all these training drills the same day that are based on the same event, so they'll be really confused and can't respond. Well, it's like, how many guys did it take to do that? Well, really, that's only one call from the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so it's like, you know, it's for that whole thing, like, there was probably lots of people involved. But how many people even knew they were involved is probably don't even know.
Yeah, they wouldn't know the full. They would just know their small portion of some event that was happening, but they had no idea what the end game of that was.
And to them, it might not even, like, they might have not even thought, like, maybe it was just a guy coming to work on an elevator shaft. Like, he didn't know what was going on, and he had it shut down, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily that everyone knew. Like, they're like, okay, I'm going to do this, and then because I'm doing this, eventually this is going to end to us, like, my country's going to invade Iraq for oil. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like, not that many people know the end game. They would just be like, oh, okay, I have a job to do and I'd go do it, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I go work a construction crew and I build one wall and then leave and then a house gets built, like, I'm like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's you're just in one part. You didn't know what it was going to look like or how it was going to finish.
Yeah. I mean, there could be things that governments, I mean, even if they're unknowing participants, like, they see stuff and it lines up with their goals. I mean, like, if you look at how the U.S. government after 9/11 and how they instituted the Patriot Act and how they passed all these laws and regulations that they probably never would have been passed, like, pre-9/11, pre-terror, pre-war on terror. You know, they can, NSA can monitor phone calls. They can go into your records, your personal records, if they suspect you of terrorism, homeland security, pretty much anything that threatens the homeland. Now we can just, like, you know, break in your door, spy on you, do whatever. Yeah. None of that would have been passed pre 9/11. I mean, if you want to watch a movie about pretty much, like, what the United States government, like NSA and CIA hadn't planned, like, watch Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. Like, that's exactly, that's the kind of scenario you'd be looking at with 9/11. Some huge terror event, and then NSA's just sitting there, you know, tenting their fingers, like, nah, we're going to get these motherfuckers and get all on your phones and get all your personal data. Like,
No, it's my book. So, I had that one written down, and then he had also asked, he was like, according to the math and data gathered, it works, it's sound physics. And I'm like, where did you find this that says according to what data gathered, and who funded this data gathered?
That's the thing, that data from the NIST report was never made public because it was jeopardized public safety.
Yeah.
So there can be no private investigation of that data because they just never released it. It was just like a one and done. Like, that was it. Sorry.
Yeah. So that's why I was wondering, like, I'm like, according to what, like, where does this guy get his data that he's being like, oh, it's sound, it all works out. And I'm like, is this guy your inside man who can give us this data? Cause he knows. I'm like, come on, man, give us some more of that. But anyways, yeah, it's mind-boggling. So
yes, mind-boggling.
Oh, sorry, man.
I'm drinking. I'm drinking right now.
Brain scrambling.
Oh, tonight's episode is brought to you by. No, I'm not even proud to say this. I got Miller Lights because someone left them at my house.
Not bad.
It's like, man, I'm drinking American beer here. So, cheers, America.
I'm drinking lucky, or not lucky, I don't know why I said that, Red Stop, Red Truck. Oh, fuck, I'm
Red waste. Truck Lager?
Oh, it's so good. That's great. I buy the sampler pack.
Yeah, it's like, good.
I've been down to the brewery, and it's unreal. It's so good. Dan, if you come down, I'll take you. There's so many delicious craft breweries around in Vancouver.
Oh. I'll be down. There's barely any craft beer here in yeah, Southeast Asia. Yeah.
There's
it's a very...
there's barely any good beer.
You have Chang and Chang.
Yep. Chang, Leo, and Singha. That's pretty much it.
Chang's my favorite.
Oh, no, he gets San Miguel now, which is garbage.
San Miguel. Garbage beer. But and then, yeah, I love Beer Lao. I like Beer Lao too. Actually, it's a really good one.
Got it in the. You can buy it in a little Family Mart here. That now that's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. ATF had the day off. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms. 9/11. We're told to take the day off.
Were they in Trade Center buildings?
Yeah, like their offices. They were given day off.
That's insane.
Oh, there's okay. There's
like, why is that? That's weird. That's a weird fact I didn't know.
Okay, I got something from at the very start. We talked about Marsh and McLennan and like these other companies who had these put options.
Yeah.
So Marsh and McLennan, they occupied floors 93 to 100 of the North Tower, which is pretty much exactly where the plane hit. And just before 9/11, they were working with this company called Silverstream to produce paperless transactions. Which was not uncommon, but the way they were trying to do it, I guess, had never been done before in that type of scale.
Yeah.
So this one guy, his name was Richard A. Grove. He worked on the project, but he became concerned of like these weird like financial irregularities in the transactions that were like taking place. So he contacted all like his superiors, and a lot of guys just told him, no, don't worry about it, it's nothing, blah blah blah. But then a lot of guys that he did talk to were kind of on the same page as him, like, oh, like, what's going on here? This is like something to look at. And on that day, there was some type of conference call where these people that were investigating this weird financial activity were in a conference call in the North Tower on like floor, whatever it was, between 93 and 100. And they were all the people who were investigating this were all killed on that day, except this guy, Richard Grove, because he got stuck in traffic on his way to work.
What? Jesus.
That seems like a lot. Oh man, that seems like a lot of trouble to go through. Fly a plane into there to kill just a couple people.
But I guess
But here's the thing:
they were trying to do it.
Thing.
Yeah, go for it.
Right. It seems like a lot of trouble to fly a plane into those buildings to kill that. But now, if you're tying this all together, if you're trying to hide, you know, $2 trillion in lost spending, and you're like, okay, we need to do something about these people in the Pentagon. We need to do something about these people investigating here. We want to get into oil. We want to get into Afghanistan, right? Or Iraq, sorry. You know what I mean? Like, it's like all by themselves, they look like not enough. But when you start looking at it as a big picture, you're kind of like, oh, well, maybe that is enough to do all that, right? Well, like,
it's definitely because, like, at this company, like, the senior executives at this company didn't go to work that day. They're all at home when it happened. Yeah.
I mean, even for like some sort of, new world order or something like that, it just seems like a lot of work. This is like an epic world changing event. You're like, okay, we're going to kill all these people. We're going to get rid of the evidence of this $2 trillion of methane. Oh, and then there's the claims of like that, like the gold deposit that was underneath one of the trade centers.
Right.
And they never recovered all of the gold. There was a shitload of gold down there. It was kept in like a big lock safe. Or a depository, and then like a whole bunch of it went missing, and like a small amount of it, like a small percentage of it was recovered, but the rest is like nobody. I don't remember anybody saying anything about it.
No, but okay. So one more thing to say about Marsh McLennan. So they orchestrated this huge thing. Let's say because all their data center was destroyed on 9/11. Like all, and for all those transactions that happened immediately prior to 9/11, the only official records were on their hard drives on their floors that were all destroyed. The whole thing was destroyed. So there was no, like, the evidence was there that there was insider trading, but they couldn't, like, actually convict or do anything with it because there was no solid evidence. There was just, like, there was the financial records, but there was nothing else. So it's super weird. Like, just another coincidence on top of the rest.
I'm trying to remember. I thought I heard something about, like, they recovered some of the hard drives, either from the Pentagon or from the World Trade Center. I can't remember.
Yeah, no.
And, like, it was sent to. Do we talk about it, or am I just?
No, you're on it. No, because I guess this company called Convor, they're like this German company.
And yeah,
I guess these hard drives are recovered from the wreckage of the Trade Center, I guess.
Yeah, they contracted the like recovery to them, and they sent it to them.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I heard too. That they sent it, and they're like the only guys in the world who could recover like scorched data off a hard drive.
Yeah, and nobody thought like I think the people who were trying to cover it up or whatever, like nobody expected them to be able to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and then but when they did announce that they do it, like I can't remember if like either stuff was like some guys in suits just came and took it.
I don't think, yeah, nothing ever happened with it. They made like a big, they made a big a news report about that they had these and they could like reverse engineer and find the data.
And then nothing.
And nothing. So like just another, just the coincidences keep piling up.
Just like,
yeah.
It's fucking mind boggling.
It is though, because like at what point do you be like, okay, well there is, you know, like there is a lot of these weird coincidences. Oh, and the one to me is like, Dan, you might know this better, but if you take the $20 bill and like fold it, it looks like the two towers on one side being hit.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen the video before.
Yeah, no, like it's legit. It like you can fold it up.
It does look kind of like look like it. Yeah.
And then people say if you take if you fold the 5, the 10, the 50 and the 100 in the same way and start go 25, 10, 100 or whatever. It's like the whole series of the Trade Center collapsing. You look it up and stuff. It is weird. It's a spooky coincidence.
Like I would say I don't put much stock in that kind of stuff. I mean, like conspiracy stuff, but that stuff I'm like, no, because if you were a new world government and you were like manipulating shit from the shadows, why the fuck would you print your plan on the money? Like,
what? Yeah.
I have something for that. Something I've heard before. So these New World Order guys, they don't really have a conscience, right? They don't really care about right or wrong. They just care about profit.
Right.
But if you believe like all like the Luciferian stuff, like, all like the weird like, have you heard like the pentagram style in Washington D.C. how they change the roads to like have a pentagram point at the White House kind of thing?
Yeah.
So like if you go with that kind of stuff, these people like they, in order to maintain like a like an ethical perspective on their part, they put it out there just enough that if someone really looked, you could almost make a connection, but they'll never say it. So and like I've heard the argument saying like that's what they do. There's like, just put it out there, like a little bit of subliminal messaging, a little bit of this and that. They never say anything, but it's out there. So they put it into the world, and they're like, oh, we've done our part. And if people can't figure it out, then fuck them.
That's you know what, though? Okay, and I'm going to say this now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was another kind of event like that coming up, because it seems like America is super divided right now, like more so than I can remember in the past. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of act like this that kind of brings everyone back together to like, you know, against a common enemy or something.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, it seems like America's coming to some sort of like boiling point. Like there's going to be something weird going on or it's just like the tension in America right now, just with everything, whether it's the racial things that are going on, political divisiveness, like everything that's going on, and you're wondering if they like we need some kind of big event, or there's going to see some reason to do something like this again to unify the country under one leader. I mean, maybe.
Okay,
but
here it is. Okay, if you read this book, Creature from Jekyll Island, it goes into the New World Order type of stuff, which is to create a one world government with like one governing body and one currency, blah blah blah. And the only way, all this financial turmoil that's happening in the industrial world, like in Canada and the States, all these other countries, it's saying the New World Order is doing this by design, because no country that's economically strong and sovereign would ever join a like a one world government, like a different country, they would never join. So what they're doing is slowly siphoning off the wealth from the industrial worlds to the third worlds through these gigantic, insane loans. This is the theory, in order to plunge first the United States into turmoil. And when there's people on the streets starving and they're begging for food and there's no work, when someone comes along, like, okay, we can offer you this solution, that is how they gain their one world government, is slowly by...
Man, that's how Lex Luthor took the White House.
Hey, Superman. And even, you know what? Maybe the NWO is, they wrote Superman, they're subliminally giving us a little tip to what's about to happen. But if you read the book, this is like, it's a really convincing argument as to why, because if you really understand the financial system, which I don't yet, but I'm getting there, it all makes sense. Is these people just do it for profit, just do it to gain power, and the only way to gain power over a whole country is to cripple it pretty much. And they've done it like and time again to like Venezuela, Panama, all these other countries over the like last 50 years. And now the NWO, like to get America on board, the NWO has to cripple them. That's the theory. That's the conspiracy. Like I don't know enough about it to really tell you much more than that, but read the book.
Definitely something. Yeah. I mean, it's something to think about. Like, it could be that. And then I'm trying to just figure out, like, if this is a new world order, and I don't want to put that much stock in it. I mean, it sounds tempting. It sounds cool. And I'm like, yeah, that's neat. But what's the end game? Like, the money can only go so far. Like, why would you do this? I put more stock in some sort of, like, you know, alien conspiracy. Like, you know, they're, you know, preparing us for something. Not just it's all about money and power. Like, it just seems really nuts. Like, that seems really short-sighted to me. I don't know.
It does seem short-sighted, and I totally agree. But at the same time, it's happened in history like many times. Like, governments get a little greedy, and once they get a little greedy, then they get a lot greedy, and then all of a sudden they're like just insane, and then eventually it collapses, and then the next one starts.
Yeah, I mean,
But anyways, we'll have one on the end on New World Order and one about finance in the future. But right now we're still on 9/11. So
yeah, like, what are we running at for time?
Yeah, we're coming up to an hour.
Yeah,
yep. Getting close.
We got more on this. I'm looking through my notes, and I've kind of burned through all my notes.
There's so much to it. This is such a big topic. Like, we can just not get really.
No,
I don't.
No.
I know about the billions. I know a lot. But actually, like, the money side, it's so deep and it's so complicated, and there's so many layers. It's really, you just have to really look it up.
You know what? Look it up.
Pull up Fahrenheit 9/11. It's on YouTube. The Michael Moore documentary. I watched that. It's a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, I mean, pull it up, watch it. It's fun stuff. Like, it's cool to watch. Yeah,
those are the perfect starting points. Like, they give you all the basic topics, and you just dig into each one of those one at a time and kind of find your own.
You know what? And the other thing is too, like, I don't want to just leave this, and it's the last time we do. So I think we every year from now on we should do a 9/11 update of like new facts or new things we see and like read about. We'll do a 9/11 update.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if that could be. I don't know if it could be a whole episode, but you could just keep your eye on it.
No. We won't do a whole episode.
Well,
again.
Let's say there might be by next year. Like, the truth maybe comes out. Like, maybe some big event happens in the whole scheme is exposed, and like we finally find out the truth. Who really knows? So if that happens, like, we'll be the first to tell you.
Yeah.
Besides all the other websites that we get information from.
Okay, so can I do some Twitter shoutouts?
Some shit or twat outs?
Shit or twat outs.
Go for it.
Okay, who did I want to? Okay, hold on. Lindsay Stites. She messaged us some new stuff to look into that I've never heard of. The disappearance of Lars Mittank. Oh, very strange stuff. I'll have to look that up. I like mysteries. If you guys know of mysterious deaths or stuff, send them to us. I fucking love mysteries. Hold on, I gotta copy paste this so I don't forget it. So I wanna look this up now. I'm actually really curious. Listen, Lindsay. If I look this up and it's not strange stuff, I'm going to be fucking super disappointed.
You're looking up right now?
No, I was just putting it on a notepad so I don't forget.
Right.
Man, we get so many retweets. Like, it's hard to scroll through. I should have saved these aside. Where's the next guy? Okay, you know what? I wasn't going to do this one, but we'll do it. Benny Mac and your buddy at Chris P. James, 747s.
Yeah.
Excellent. You guys really do your homework. No, we don't. A few of us listen at work. So if you could, can we get a shout out? Yes, you can. You just did. Thanks for listening, guys. Where do you work? We could have given your work a shout out. But yeah, thanks.
Ryan Miller for showing me the Dyatlov Pass video game.
Didn't you post back like, no, this is the original, and you put Ski
Free?
Yeah,
I saw that. That was funny.
Ski Free? Yeah,
it's the best game.
It's so true.
Oh, it's like, that's to me what really happened. Dear Doe, she's Savage X. So I binge listened to the podcast. CF20 talks about the Franklin ship. You should do a case file on Orang Medan. Maybe. I don't know. We'll look it up. Hashtag look it up. Glitch at Vimanas.
Vimanas
underscore glitch. Got a couple people to listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then he said, hashtag nice. Make podcasts great again. We'll try, I guess.
We do our best.
Did they
probably do more hurt than help?
Yeah. Ethan Quinn at Aussie Pros Lapser.
That's the best Twitter name ever.
I love it. Love the prolapses out there. Still to this day. I remember you fighting on this, Ryan. You're like, let's not call our followers prolapsers. And I still to this day see hashtag prolapsers every now and then.
Well, I'm putting like hashtag prolapser.
Are you sure it's about us though, or some creepy like porn website?
Well, they usually
they go us and that. So it's definitely everyone's prolapsers.
Yeah,
listen to this. You are official prolapser. So
yeah, it's finally on board. Just Tanya Romance. Best way to spend my freeze. Favorite podcast
free
channel.
Time, yeah.
Thanks, Tanya. Go if you feel that way, go rate us on iTunes so that fucking mongoloid Gary doesn't get his way and fucking ruin our perfect scores.
Okay. How many shoutouts you doing?
That's about it.
Okay. I've
been looking at the Twitter and everybody's got great ideas for stuff. I mean, I saw a couple about Star Child skulls. I've seen the Crystal Skull ones.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff, and I'm looking forward to talking about all of them. I know.
So I wanted to say one last shout out to Jared in the Mill. They're on tour.
Right.
You can find their EP. I'm gonna fucking brutalize this name. Ormadugas.
I don't know. Sounds right.
Go give these guys a check out. You know what? To be honest, I haven't listened to them yet, but I'm going to. I have them on the list here.
I did. I listened to them. I listened to their single Hold On, but I haven't listened to their new... They just released a new LP, so go check them out.
How is it? How's their single?
It's good. Yeah, it's like kind of like indie folk kind of rock, but it was good.
Out of 5. Out of 5, what are you giving it?
It's like I'm a rock metal player on guitar, so for me, musically a 3. Overall music, it's a 4 plus.
Oh, 4 plus is pretty good.
Well, it's like I can't play it on my Sweet Marshall stacks, so I'm not going to learn their songs, but they're good. They're good. There's good music in every genre. Like, I'm not going to say anything about that. But okay, I got some news.
All right, let's hear it.
Since Braden botched the t-shirts, he couldn't fucking get together.
I got a message from my mom. The blank t-shirts are at my parents' house now.
Well, it's too late. It's too late because I got t-shirts.
Did you?
I got like I have the order. They're doing it right now, so t-shirts are coming.
How many did you get made?
Small batch. The small batch will be limited edition. So
okay, well after we're done, let me know because I'll pay for half.
It's all good. I haven't paid for them yet, so we'll figure it out.
Okay,
but if you want a t-shirt, there's only I think there's 30 for guys and 20 for girls. So that's the first batch, but I can make more anytime.
And
so
I will buy 2 for Danks.
Yes, you will, because you've promised that for months now. So
yeah,
there's no getting around it. And you're also going to buy one for me.
And yeah, it's true. Dan, you're on your own.
Sorry, Dan.
Shipping.
Okay. Well, more news. The website, I'm in the middle of revamping it. Everything got fucked up, but it's going to be better. You're going to be able to buy t-shirts on there. The forms will be back. They've been fucked up. But it's coming back.
I should really get on the website.
And are we gonna make a place? Like, we're obviously gonna make a place to like. I really want people to send us money to buy beer. Like, you don't have to send us. I'm not saying send us like $50. I'm saying throw a dollar. Like we're like throw a dollar into the beer fund, right? And when we have enough to buy like a 12 pack, we'll buy a 12 pack and we'll rate the beer.
Put your name on it. Put their name on it.
And we'll see it.
This beer is brought to you by.
Yeah, exactly. Steve. And we'll say, oh, you know, thanks to Steve, and like we'll give you a little shout out on the podcast. So
I totally agree, and I think the way to do it is through Patreon because it does it all for you. It makes it easy, and if you've never been on Patreon, go on there because it goes by. If you like the podcast, you donate so much per month, 50 cents, a dollar, and then we'll put goals on there. Like, okay, a case of beer, $25. If we get that, those people get a shout out. We rate the beer, blah blah blah. Bob's your uncle, but I haven't set it up yet, so that's also wait for it. It's coming, less than 6 months away.
It's a good estimate.
Anyways, what else we got?
What do we
want to do for next one? Let's get back to some aliens. Get some more.
I need some after this one. This one's
heart wrenching, gut wrenching, like just emotionally draining.
You know what? We might be doing the last footage of Lars Metank.
Okay, well we'll talk. We'll let you guys know on Twitter.
Yeah, you know what though? We're not gonna do that one next because I really want to do a fucking weird one because this one's almost scary because it's too real life. Yeah. I need one that's kind of fucking out there for me next time.
I agree.
So let's find a weird one, like a really fucking out there one.
Send us your creepiest mysteries and.
Yeah. You guys may think that you're like you guys make a mention and they fall on deaf ears. We write them down.
We have like a list of 100 long now. It's
insane. Yeah, our list is insane. So
long.
Keep sending them because we write them down. Like we like doing them, so like we will eventually get around to it. So, but this one, Lars Metank, Zelly, like you know how we were talking about, like we want another mystery one.
Yep.
This is it. You know what you and so people don't look ahead and like. Spoil it. Can you go back when you're editing this and just blank, like beep out when I say Lars Metank?
Well, consider it beep because these people haven't even heard it yet. So,
yeah. So yeah, you can leave all this me explaining this. So then when they find out, they're very confused.
All right, but, let's wrap this one up.
Okay, boys. Okay.
So follow us on Twitter at Truth Is Out There.
Yeah.
Alien Theorist Theorizing Facebook, AlienTheorist.com.
Rate us on iTunes, please.
iTunes or whatever whatever podcast app you listen to that you can rate, put a rating on there, and please subscribe. Yeah. That's the only thing that really pushes you up the chart.
And you know, if you're like Mongoloid Gary and you're upset, and like give us a 1-star review, that's fine. At least Mongoloid Gary took the time to write a review. Someone else gave us a 1-star and didn't write any constructive criticism.
Yeah.
So Mongoloid Gary, I'll always respect you for, you know, telling me what you thought.
You know what? I don't respect him because 1-star just because of one word. I mean. He didn't like it at all, just because of that.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
grow up.
Well, he's also a Mongoloid, so can you blame him? Oh, dude, if he didn't like the last podcast, he is definitely
he is not listening again.
He is not going to like this one. All right,
but honestly, no offense on Mongoloid. We don't mean any offense. It's just all jokes.
All right, well, and as always, keep those eyes on the skies.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.